promise in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I'm not going to turn to it, says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It's a great promise. And the Bible is full of promises. And, you know, do we believe that? Do we really believe it? You know, where two or three are gathered together in his name, you know, he's going to be in our midst, it says. And do we really believe it? You know, God is real. You know, he's with us. Even though it doesn't matter so much how we feel. You know, it's easy to worship God when things are going good. It's going great. But I think we still have to be honest with ourselves, and each one of us would agree that, you know, there's times that are not always pleasant. Times of whys in our life. You know, how do we worship God then? There's a difference between, we need to always hang on to the promise that he will never leave us, even though it may feel that way. I believe the Lord does turn his face and is silent at times. But we have to, you know, when he does that, it's for our good. He has a plan in place for us, and we can't see the whole picture. He's working on that. You know, and Jesus on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? I don't believe God forsook Jesus, but he did turn his face and was silent. But it all was for the good of mankind. David, a man after God's own heart in the Psalms. I'm not going to turn to those, but, you know, over and over again, you know, there was a lot of whys in his life. You know, why do you, in our own words, why do you seem so far away, God? You know, why do you ignore my cries for help? You know, why do you hide your face when I need you the most? It was over and over. But right in the midst of all that, Psalms is just full of praise and thanksgiving. In spite of how David felt, you know, he was full of thankfulness and praise. You know, that is true worship. Another example in Job. You know, I don't believe there's probably anyone here that probably went through what Job did, what he lost in a short time. I want to read a few verses there in Job. You don't have to turn to it there if you want to. In Job 23, verse 8. Just to bring out how Job was really, he was looking for God. He couldn't find him. And it just brings out that God does turn his face at times. In verse 8, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he does work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. I mean, he pretty well searched it out. In every way you can think, he was looking for God. He was saying, why? Where you at? Why aren't you there when I need you the most? But what a testimony. Let's read verse 10 yet. In the midst of that, he worshiped God. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hey, what a testimony. So, you know, sad to say, for myself, and I'm sure you can fit yourself sometimes in the same shoes, you know, God allows things or circumstances that are not pleasant, and then we grumble, we crumble, we complain, we get bent out of shape, and we miss the whole point of what God has intended for us through it, and that is that we come forth as gold, and we're so apt to miss the point. Rather, we need to worship him in faith, in thankfulness and praise, regardless of what he allows. You know, praise him for his promises. Praise him that thank him that he is there. He will never leave us. regardless of how our emotions and feelings tell us otherwise. You know, the Bible says faith is what pleases God, not feelings. It says without faith it's impossible to please him. Not, it doesn't say without feelings it's impossible to please him. There's a quote in a writer thinking about feelings and emotions. The most common mistake Christians make in worship today is seeking an experience rather than seeking God. They look for a feeling, and if it happens, they conclude that they have worshiped. Well, this writer says wrong. In fact, God often removes our feelings so that we won't depend on them. Seeking a feeling, even a feeling of closeness to Christ, is not worship. It's faith. Back to 2 Timothy 4. That was our Sunday school lesson last Sunday. Verse 3. For the time shall come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves to teachers having itching ears. I think, you know, worship based on feelings and emotions will soon or often result in not enduring sound doctrine. It has proven itself in the past. You know, worship based on feelings and emotions will soon result or often turn people to teachers or preachers that will tell them what they want to hear. Itching ears, it refers to here. And verse 4, you know, worship based on feelings and emotions will soon or often result in turning their ears from the truth. And also another verse there in our lesson today, just on over in Titus chapter 1, the last verse. You know, worship based on feelings and emotions, again, usually result in people professing to know God, but in works they deny him. Could we even say during the week they deny him? It's often what happens. So I trust we can, you know, all join together this morning, regardless what your situation is, regardless what my situation is, what our circumstances are, we can be thankful for the many things. We can be thankful for the very existence of God. We can always do that. It doesn't matter what we're involved in. The promises of God are there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's a great promise. In 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read just a few verses yet. 2 Corinthians 4, 16, 17. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 17 here is really what, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's how it works in our lives. While we look at not at things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that you are God. That you do exist, you're alive, and that you're on the throne interceding for us. Thank you for the promises of your word this morning that we can look into. You have said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You were where we're gathered together this morning in your name, that you will be in our midst. We want to claim those promises. We want to give you thanks and praise to the best of our ability. And just help us to learn from you as we look into your word and prepare our hearts and minds for the seed of your word. We just thank you for all you've done. Thank you most of all for salvation in Jesus Christ and that you took our punishment that we can have life. Just thank you also for freedom that we have to get together like this freely. It's, confess, we take it too much for granted, but thank you for it. Just bless our gathering together this morning. Bless each one of the Sunday school classes in Jesus' name. Amen.